Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. Before I continue on with this video or make this video in reference to the title, which is going to be the full moon lunar eclipse in Scorpio coming up here on May the 15th and 16th, I want to kind of talk about these holidays here, or more specifically us going through Mother's Day. And what I have actually already been talking about in reference to kind of Taurus season, and more specifically Doth, the secret doorway. And but before I even do that, I want to answer a question or respond to a comment that was left on one of my posts without actually expressing what was said and who it was by. If you follow me or are consistent in listening to my videos, you know who this is for. And this is not about, you know, right or wrong or anything like that. This is just a response. So please come from a neutral perspective when you are listening to any of my video, not just videos, not just in today's video. If I have made you think that it is right to listen to your thoughts or emotions, that is not my intention. If you have misunderstood any of my words, videos, comments, in reference to listening to thoughts and emotions, that was never my intention. I do emphasize the need to come from the heart, mostly of love. Now, this is not the human idea of what love is. Not, oh, I love you, but I expect you to treat me this way. I love you, but I expect you to be there for me. I love you, but I need you to show me that you love me in return. That is the human conditioning about what love is. Love in the human form that we have been taught about has conditions, expectations, lots of control, or can anyway, because we have been taught incorrectly throughout lifetimes about what the truth about what love really is. Love is neutral. It comes from the center part or the central pillar of the tree of life. That's how we enter to the path of the tree of life, by going through the heart. We are going to have the tree of tree of life, like I mentioned, and then the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When we rely on our thoughts to just make a decision in life, then that means our emotions can be out of control. You think too much, you feel too much. You can become out of control. If you are listening to your feelings, it's because it's not just the feeling that you're listening to. You're making that feeling connected to a thought. Thoughts create emotions. Emotions create a reaction or an action based upon words and action that is taken in life. For example, I've already mentioned that this past weekend, or since last week Wednesday, and I'm still dealing with it. I'm still going through this. This is a higher initiation that I am going through the secret doorway of Doth. And I should know better on how to deal with this. I know that if I am feeling it, I have to purify it. There's something within me that is making me feel this way. What is making me feel this way? We have to be responsible and ask ourselves, why am I having this thought? Why am I having this emotion? Why do I feel the need to say this? Or why do I have to react with an action? All of this is going to tell us who we are, the truth about who we are in life. Now, when you take that breath, that's your pause. That gives you a few seconds to think properly, coming from a neutral perspective of love. Love of a higher power, not love that we have been trained to believe that we are. We have to become pure love by teaching ourselves how to be pure love. If I continued on since Wednesday, feeding the negativity in my mind that's trying to tell me that feeling bitter, that feeling upset, that feeling let down or disappointed was all okay, was okay to feel. And therefore, if I kept feeling it, it would fester. If my mind kept feeding, we say our heart. If my mind kept feeding these emotions to myself, it would have festered. If I allowed it to, it would have festered and festered and festered. And what would have happened? I could have went back to the same person that caused this reaction in me and had more negative discussions about it. Or I could have tried to learn to stop my breathing. Because when we are overcomplicating things, our mind, of course, is replaying the entire scenario over and over again. Therefore, we begin to feel that negative vibration. Our bodies become more tense. We feel that emotion, whatever it is, anger, bitterness, regret, all kinds of stuff. And we start to self-doubt. We begin to doubt every single thing. And that's precisely what I began to do. Look at how much time I've invested here. Look at what I have done, and it hasn't produced properly. Oh, it's trickery. It's the lie. It's the falsehood. Every single day I know I'm proving that I am love. But we're going to become, and I'm using quotations here, tempted. At wherever we are, at every level before we ascend higher, we're going to have temptation. This is where we are, our equilibrium, where we are going to be tested to see whether or not we are in equilibrium. If the elements have maintained balance within themselves, how much negative form are you carrying? How much positive form are you carrying? And how much of a neutral form are you carrying? All must be equal in order to move forward, which means that you have to have an X amount of knowledge, self-knowledge, that is given to you by greater knowledge, by your experiences in life. Not what you read, experiences. If you are avoiding certain scenarios in your life because, I don't feel good when I'm around that person. I'm refraining from being around these people or doing that because I don't feel confident, or it makes me feel uneasy. It's part of your learning. If you don't have control in a situation, you are lacking in control internally. If you are blaming others in your life for things, it's because you are not facing what is going on internally. If you fear anything in this reality, it is because you fear the truth about who you are you don't really understand who you are, etc., etc. We're the only time that we know what is true, when I say feelings here, is love. But love is not a feeling. It just is. Love is not that type of puppy love. Oh my gosh, you're so cute, you're so sweet, you're so you know, I want to love and hug you and touch you. You know, that's a connection, yes, and it's great to have. But love, that type of love, comes and goes. Comes and goes depending on how you feel. Human love, not true love. Divine love that comes from a higher power of light. Love just is. Again, and it's hard to explain and make you understand. It's going to make you do what is right. Not your form, not the mind's right. Right overall. And let's see if I can make you like overall love. Again, if you were, this is an example that, you know, is going to be two sides to the story. If your heart, your mind is telling you to leave an abusive relationship because the other person is, of course, abusing you, beating you down, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, then and then you leave, by all means, that's your choice. Love of a higher power. Love of a higher power. And I'm not saying, I'm not condoning abuse. That's not what this video is about. We must walk our own walk and get there on our own to understand it. True love is going to see that the individual who is the abuser has issues. There's something wrong. In every abusive relationship, and I know this firsthand, every abusive relationship, there's the abuser and the abusee. But the abusee is also the abuser. No one's the victim here. Both of them feed off of each other. That's what negativity does. They feed off of negative energy. But so does love. Love that is pure in truth emits out of the entire body and becomes it becomes almost addictive in a good way, though. Okay, because when you are actually feeling really centered in love, it shows. Other people are going to witness this. They're going to begin to ask you, well, what's going on with you? Why do you look so good? Why do you feel so good? I mean, of course, not everybody is, because still, if you are in love, it triggers other people into becoming love. And this is why, especially, you know, in abusive relationships, it doesn't matter. In any relationship, there's this phase of it just isn't going to work out. But if you don't understand that phase of it isn't going to work out, and it manifests into real terrible situations like abuse, then you don't understand that both of you are in a purification process. If you begin to change yourself, truly changing yourself internally, you're going to pull others in that same direction when it's pure. Even if it's a negative form, if you just like, if someone else is really negative, they have the ability of dragging you down. And I remember when I used to go to the grocery store, this incident always replays in my mind because it held, it was so powerful. I remember going to the grocery store. I was in a good mood. I got into that line, and I could, as I approached and began to put things onto the table. And I began to already feel this cashier's energy, but I still went in front of her and said, "Hi, how are you?" Trying to really uplift her, but her negativity was so powerful. And she starts, moaning in. Instantly, my high note shifted downward. Because I was not in alignment with love. Anyway, my energy wasn't strong based on love. I was in a good mood, of course, but I didn't know myself. I didn't know how to maintain my own vibration. Didn't know what that meant. So I allowed her to bring me down. I came home and my husband was ready to help me with the groceries. And I was mean to my husband. And he was like, well, what happened? I was like, oh, just bickering. That's how love can also work as well. If you know how to maintain the vibration of love. If you don't, it's still going to pull you downward. Because we think we are love. Thinking and knowing are two different things. So our emotions are going to prove our state of mind. Our actions are going to prove our emotions and state of mind. So if you are refraining from an action that is quite possibly going to be good for you because you're afraid of what the outcome might be or certain people or just people in general, it should be an indication of fear within your heart. Therefore, if something, it lingers, it has a origin. There's going to be an origin of that feeling. What has gotten you to that point? And it doesn't matter if you understand it today. It's a disconnection. The reason behind it is a disconnection between knowing who you truly are and knowing who your God source is. Between the mother and the father, there's a separation between it. And so I hope that part helps you in explaining things. And and I want to move on to Mother's Day or holidays. But because we went through Mother's Day here, which was necessary, how you treat your parents in general. And it's ironic that the day before Mother's Day, the verse of the day was honor your mother and your father. Honor thy father and mother, which is in Ephesians 6:2-3. And that is the first commandment that we must follow. They are supposed to guide us well. So, how you treat your parents and what your relationship, your true relationship is between your parents, but not just your parents, how you treat people in this reality is a reflection of how you are treating your energies within. So how you treat the opposite sex. I'm female, of course, how I treat men in general, what I think about men in general is how I feel about my masculine energy. And of course, how I see women in my relationships with women is how I also treat my feminine aspect of self from within. Knowing and seeing how you're treating both sexes is how you're treating yourself internally, and how you treat authority within your life, mother and father, whatever it is how you're also treating the higher aspect of feminine and masculine within yourself, father and mother within yourself. So Mother's Day, all of these holidays have the ability of triggering people. And so now I've understood, I've had a greater understanding why I have been going through what I began to go through on Wednesday. Not, it is about myself and my greater connection with the divine feminine. It is. But I had a reaction based upon how somebody else was feeling. That reaction teaches me about still, again, what is lingering within myself. But if I'm able to make a connection as why somebody else is feeling that way, I too I'm coming from compassion, of course. Compassion is the greatest form of love, one of the great forms of love. And of course, forgiveness. So when you give somebody else compassion for what they have actually done to you, and you can learn forgiveness, understanding that they had a reaction about something, and more than likely they don't understand why they feel this way and why they began to treat you this way. You are giving them love. Therefore, you're able to really forgive. So I'm still in this process. It takes time. You know, as we begin to understand and make these connections, it still takes time for, you know, things to move and to free things up. When you're at this higher aspect of wholeness, of making that greater connection, and again, please keep in mind this, when I say higher, it has nothing to do with I'm greater than you. This is levels. Like going to kindergarten, preschool, kindergarten, you know, middle school, high school, and college. You can't go from preschool all the way to college. You have to work your way up the ladder, and that's what this is. So when you finally are in that higher connection, before coming whole, you're going to have to deal with these mother and father energies. Because that's exactly where we are right now with Taurus season and in the mother energy that we just went through for Mother's Day. We went through Easter trying to connect more with the sun. We're going back to the mother here, and we're going to go to the father. Now that we are in the eclipse season, let me just add that into this video. The eclipse season accelerates our growth. No matter who you are, whether you're beginning, you're in the middle, or you're towards your end cycles, and you never end, please keep in mind, you're never done. You will never stop growing if you are in love. If you are in complete love, you know that love is limitless and you will always evolve. And never say that you are complete. You'll never say that you're done. You'll never say that you are this, this, and that. You will stay humble, truly humble, love will just be love. And so we are going to be at an accelerated growth. If you are learning, truly learning your experiences in life and how it works with how you're feeling internally, and you're able to learn to transmute it and change and reflect into love, choosing love, which is the higher ground, and forgiving, you are able to accelerate or ascend quicker, move up faster in your process. And that's what it's all about. Learning our experiences so that we know ourselves so well that we are able to make greater connections and eventually become or feel whole. So through Taurus, and Taurus, of course, works through the throat. Taurus in general asks you to hook up within your throat center. And this is where the word is manifested. But this is all about, and through my video of the, the video that I put for the new moon eclipse in Taurus, that's where you can begin if you haven't already listened to that. But also the secret doorway, which is my last video here from a few days ago. The energies are the father and the mother are going to make their way back into the throat. And this is where Adam and Eve actually began to fall. This is the doorway to knowledge. So the tree of knowledge has both good and evil within it. And this is why you're going to have that temptation. The temptation. This is exactly what Adam and Eve had to go through. If they bit the fruit, they ate it, and everything just fell. Falling into darkness. I could have fed myself lots of darkness throughout this time frame, and I'm telling you, it's still in my mind and my heart is still purifying these elements. I'm not done yet. But when we get to this point, Source knows your heart so well. because you have done the work, you have, which means you have walked your walk. Your actions are reflecting. Our actions staple our truth together. It's like the nail to the cross. The nails nailed Christ to the cross. Our actions is what seals the deal. If you are proving yourself, I have done all of this, Source knows that within your heart. And this is when the Holy Spirit begins to help you on its own and guides you further. And you can still ascend higher because the Holy Spirit is going to push you more into love and self-realization by getting back into love. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You're going to feel every single thing still. And you're going to have this self-doubt or this self-negative talk repeatedly. But you're going to be able to get back into love quick. So, so that temptation is going to be your decision. By you being able to get back in love and understanding what an experience was, if you've recently had one especially, and forgive, and really forgive, then you can, again, the energies can rise upward. And because I've mentioned Doth, or the throat, this is that where the doorway opens again and no man can shut. But it begins at the base of the spine, which the mother energy opens. And we have been working through Zion, the Sabbath day, the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Divine Mother opens this connection, but it doesn't burst. There's no true clearing until the throat has been cleared. The throat chakra, yeah, but Doth, through divine knowledge. If we fall and take the dark path or the bad path, the evil path, whatever you want to call it, then the door won't open. The warrior doesn't burst through. The warrior is like Ophiuchus, okay? Which is the 13th aspect and also is like the risen Christ. You don't rise above that energy if the back of the skull through the alta major isn't open through the throat. So now we're going through this full moon. Full moon is in Scorpio, sun in Taurus. Taurus works through the throat, but also its opposite is going to be in the sexual region because it's the cow. The cow is of the earth element. Scorpio deals with our sexual region, or is the Kundalini. If you have followed me throughout this time frame, and maybe I have a video on Scorpio season, I haven't double checked that, but you can always Google, you can always YouTube it. With Scorpio as a key search word, followed by the intimate warrior. And this is the Kundalini. And I've also put a correlation with it, with the locusts that bite. This is exactly what I think I mentioned in my last video, that the locusts are supposed to help purify you, which is the Kundalini. The mother energy is supposed to purify you at a higher element without harming anything that's good, that's already been done. The work that has already been done will not be harmed because fire has the ability to wipe out everything, right? It will destroy everything in its wake. The fire does. But the command of God, God's command, is to leave what's already good. Purify what isn't. And this is what I was just talking about. The Holy Spirit and the Mother combine and make this beautiful element to help purify it. So it's going to be a full moon, a full blood moon in Scorpio with the sun in Taurus. And this is an indication that the doorway at the throat is completely free. There is there's divine knowledge of self, that now there's complete freedom for the kundalini to move up and down the spine without restriction, creating the ever-flowing energies of Samech, or the Ouroboros, or the complete flow of the ray of creation. Before I end this video, I want to talk about complete flow. There's early on in my path or my process, I knew that my crown hadn't been open, because there's supposed to be this bursting or something that, you know, expresses that your crown is open. So many people that I have, you know, come in contact with or heard about express about this bursting of it. We have so many levels where it may feel as if there is an opening of the crown. The crown is going to be, the crown itself works through the pineal gland. That is going to be the second to the last opening of your process. The mother energy at the base of the spine is what activates it, which is what opens it up. The crown is the last. I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly. The base of the spine, the mother energy, is going to be the last one. The second to the last. And then the crown, which is the pineal gland connection. So if you think that you have it opened, I try not to say things are open for myself, because you have to have a true experience. You have to have an internal experience, an outer experience, and then you have to have the understanding of the experience. If you don't, nothing's taking place. And even if you have, because there are so many levels and there's so much ego within the human form, you're really not done. You really aren't done. So just stay centered in love again, because true love will not be so cocky about their path. And, you know, that's something that you don't see a lot of within the spiritual community. You see lots of people talking about, oh, I am this, therefore now I have this. If you are accumulating and demonstrating that accumulation of every single thing that you have on this earth, oh, look at what I have accomplished, now look at what I have, and you are showboating it. And that's exactly what Taurus is in its negative form. It is the golden calf. When we hold treasures upon this earth instead of treasures upon in heaven. So I just wanted to add that to it, that we really have to be careful. Be careful of our expression. And it's not that you won't feel your path. The true path of love is so simple, and it's so pure. It's not easy. It's very, very difficult to get through the center of love. It's very hard. And the ego, as it feels that you are getting closer and closer to love, is going to try harder and harder to make it more difficult for you. And but you always have the power within your own hands to succeed. Especially if you can come to, like, for one of my videos or anybody else's that you hear, and they are expressing something that is in that, you know, oh my gosh, this is resembling what I'm going through. Now I can understand it. And if I don't allow my ego to feed into it any longer, I can help myself heal from this, forgive it, and move forward. So I hope that helps you out in this video, everything that I've spoken about. And please keep in mind, when I say come from the heart, I'm not talking about, you know, the selfish type of love. Love is complete freedom. If you can love something and let it go, it is yours forever. Isn't there, there's a quote, if you love someone, set them free. If they return, they are yours forever. And this goes for everything in life. You know, we develop attachments to people, things, ideas, and we think it's, oh my gosh, I just love it. Well, love says let it go. Because that's a need, a desire, and it's lower vibration. It means if that thing is no longer there for you, it can harm you, or it can make you feel bad. You know, so like when I first got married, I was really possessed of my husband. I was, you know, even though I didn't go out and do a lot of things because of my auto accident, I was in lots of pain. My mind was like, well, what is he doing? Oh my gosh, where is he at? I love him. I miss him. You know, calling him and bugging him. Where are you? Come home. Do this. You know, I miss you. You know, that's not love. That wasn't love at all. And it was because that I didn't know myself. I didn't love myself. I had so much pain and trauma. But as I have worked so hard on myself, I know that my husband is his own individual. I know that everything he says and he does is about him. I shouldn't take it personally. Yeah, there are times when, because of my own internal trauma, I do take it personally. And it's my responsibility to see my own reflection, my own thoughts, my own pain, and why I have the need to respond. And then, therefore, if I am doing that, I can heal myself. I'm not responsible for how he sees things. I'm not responsible for his pain. He has to be the one to help heal himself. But I can help in the path by forgiving and choosing love and letting go. Letting go. Love will always let go of pain, of negative thought, negative emotions. And that's something that I did want to mention, so I'm going to put it in here. The pure heart of God, when you have truly activated the pure heart because you have chosen divine knowledge, that's going to take you to the tree of life instead of tree of death, then you're able to the true heart of love has pure thoughts and pure emotions, pure words and pure actions. Pure. Pure, you know, we have a definition in our own mind about what pure is, and it is the actual virgin state. And that's what it means when we become the virgin mother. The pure self. It's like those monkeys. What is it? You see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and feel no evil. Whatever those things, those monkeys were. Pure love won't see evil in another person, won't see bad things in another person, won't think those things, won't feel those things, and won't talk about those things. I am still working about, working on. It was harder early on in my path to not talk about, you know, that's gossip, I guess. You can call it gossip. But I became very mindful that I'm making fun of this person. I'm doing that. You know, you have to teach yourself. And by seeing yourself, truly, you're able to purify yourself. And you're eventually going to get to a point of not even seeing it. It seems impossible because the world has really fed us so many lies, untruths, illusions, that we have believed that everything in this world is true. And it's not. Love is. Love is. And so I totally forgot to continue on with, I guess, what Mother's Day meant here. And this goes for every single holiday, really, but because we went through Mother's Day, I'm using a Mother's Day as an example here. every single holiday, whether it is your birthday, it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, and Easter. It's a man-made idea anyway. And these man-made ideas can become a way of feeling justified, feeling accepted, feeling good about ourselves. These are kind of like becomes needs. So what happened for me for Mother's Day? Or what could have happened? I know I used to be in a point where, oh gosh, what can I hope my family makes me feel loved. Makes me feel loved. Makes me feel needed, appreciated, valued. So if we have this type of idea that these holidays are supposed to make us really feel good about who we are actually forgetting who we really are. Yesterday, I began to really understand because of yesterday. I think I mentioned this already. Why I went through this testing or trial since Wednesday. We lost my mother-in-law in January. So, although Mother's Day and I am a mom, I could have been, okay, I want you to do this for me, or could you do this for me? And of course, my husband had asked, what can I do for you, Christy? You want me to get you some dinner or things like that? And I was like, well, if you want something, that's fine. But we have leftovers, and I was thinking about making some squash patties, actually. And a little bit later, I began to remember that my husband has lost his mom. He doesn't have the ability to tell his mom thank you for everything or showing her that he loves him. And I began to feel more compassion for my husband on a day that was supposed to be my day. Okay? Do you hear that? It was supposed to be my day of recognition. And so as I was preparing the squash patties, I was like, oh. My heart already began to work for me through spirit. Spirit is always trying to make us do the right things. Spirit is always trying to make us see spirit and see and witness love, something greater than ourselves. I would not have known about the squash patties had it not been for my husband's mom. I did it on a day of remembrance of her, of how grateful I am for this mother figure. I know I still have a mom, and of course, I spent some time with her yesterday on her day off, and my mom knows how much I love her, but I have lived in this household, sharing homes with my husband and his parents for 20 years. Well, it will be 20 years this September. So for a very long time, I mean, one on one, all the time, every day, all day long. And of course, I've taken care of Barb for what, 10 years, maybe a little bit more, beginning with the finances and the grocery runs and all this other stuff, and then really in an intimate setting for 4 to 5 years where I really didn't leave the home, instead of other than doing grocery runs and then getting back here, and then I guess once a week I would spend some time with my mom for a few hours, but that was it. Nothing in bluegrass festivals. I never didn't go out with my husband for very many dinner dates or anything. We haven't done anything except here recently. So it's been very confined. And for me, that was a gift that I was doing. It was a day that I should have, based upon what this reality is saying, been treated and demonstrated that I was a good mom, a good woman, whatever it is, a good wife. Yet I did something to show my family, bringing something up, and I'm not sure if they got it, I don't know if they got the message. I made something that, you know, my husband's mom used to make, taught me about, and of course Pop's wife used to make and taught me about. It was for me a really grateful day that I was able to learn something. You know, Barb, in her passing, is still teaching me about love. So she was a major influence in my life in teaching me about what greater or what true love really signifies. And so I just wanted to add that in to this video, that if we have the need to feel fulfilled by others, it means that we are not being fulfilled within. So this doorway, you know, of Easter, which is the sun, Mother's Day is mom, of course, and then Father's Day is the father, and the eclipse season, and all of these things are going through. And I'm not asking you to look to the stars like seeking answers from them only. You have to first look within yourself. And by looking within yourself, if you find something that resembles what you are experiencing, the energies, for example, Mother's Day, for example, Father's Day, or whatever it is, the season, you can make that connection. And that's why it's mentioned in the Bible, you know, although the Bible does mention the stars, it also says don't rely on astrology and things like that. Because, you know, there's certain astrologers out there, and I've always found them fascinating, that will tell you, well, you're going to feel this way, that way, and this way because of how things are syncing up. But if you aren't first going through it and you just are reading about it, again, it's about reading something or hearing somebody talk about something that hasn't made a connection internally yet. Because not everybody, of course, is going through the same thing. Although we are going through the same thing, we're all not going to feel the same stuff at the same time because we are different people at a different level, for example, like that. It's okay to use it as a backup to make it more understandable. But, and I'm not saying it's bad to, you know, of course, do your charts or anything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's greater value in understanding what's going on internally and making a connection. It's the same thing as if you are going through an experience, but you don't understand it. And then you come to my channel. It's like, oh my gosh, that is what it was. And thank you so much for clarifying that. It's the same thing as what I'm talking about when it comes to, you know, astrology. You know, if you're going there first, it's like, and I've done this myself. I'm going, you know, you could, I can't even think of anything. You know, I guess it's like if you do get your birth chart and you have all this information in front of you and you're like, well, nope, this doesn't make sense. Nope, nope, nope. Okay, well, this part does. Nope, 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 nope. One is because time also, which involves the planets, it changes. Everything changes depending on how we are actually feeling on the inside. So if we are always in negative form, we change reality to match our negativity. But if you begin to change into love and you raise your consciousness, you therefore begin to change your outside reality, and consciousness also begins to change. And that's why when I tell you or I express the need to never say that you're done, because love, faith, and consciousness are all mingled together. And if you limit love, you're limiting, of course, your faith, you're limiting the amount of consciousness that you are able to tap into. I hope that makes sense. And what the significance is of every single special day that's out there. And, you know, we get to this point of celebrating days, or, you know, we have months that are just catered to certain things, you know. And it's, again, it's okay that they're there, because they're supposed to show you how you feel on the inside. If you're depressed during a holiday season, well, of course, you should understand why you're depressed. If you're feeling the need to feel appreciated by others, you're lacking self-worth on internally. And that's something that you should heal from yourself. I did have moments of, okay, I need, why, what's going on here? How come no one's showing me that I'm not loved, you know? But then right away, and that was, you know, for Mother's Day, of course, right away I was able to tell myself, but wait a minute. If you know who you are, if you know your own value, you have done this, Christy. You know that you are love. All you can do is manage your thoughts, your emotions, and your responses, and know that you are valued. Nothing in this world can tell you how valuable you are until you understand your own value internally. So don't get so caught up in time or special days and think that they're supposed to tell you that you are better or that you are good, that you are loved. You tell yourself that by getting connected. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.